Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you, it's all you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy. And that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. A scrub is stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. A scrub is stepping in.
I'm a scrubby. What you like to be a scrubby?
Get you a award, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride, spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch look like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second straw. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these ain't hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. What you like to be a scrubby?
Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Silent prayer for 50 bodies.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Jungle of Rider Radio with your host, Tavi, co-host Gil G, the co-host Psycho Killer. Pardon for the extra track there, for as an intro, just get a simple fact. Well, made it finish off raw. But, I guess until Chris and Gil G call in, I'm gonna play a track and upload some shit. So, let's go with this.
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans. Yeah. And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my homies, members of the low. United we stand, squashing all deadly forces. Been to hell, could have spent eternity there. All the bad shit I done, I should still be there. Juggalos, can you feel me? Worldwide, worldwide. With a hatchet straight out the loaded pod. Always got your back till the end, screaming Juggalo. Dark notice, psychopathic, that's the way it goes.
So many people in the matrix die alone, hey. Not me, my soul belongs to Juggalos, hey. Keep me going when I'm down and out. I pick the phone up, drop them a line, and hear them shout, saying twisted is the shit, and I'm down with the clown. Dark Lotus for life until I'm dead in the crown. I give a dash to all my homies and killers who get it started. All my Juggalos always represent for the departed.
Yeah.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Six individual pedals, four for one stem, and trying to ride a wave, and they'll follow any trend. Cause we extend from the dirt, filth, grit, and grind. Make a bind, Juggalo minds, the crush makes them shine. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. Let the wagons of the dark carnival show you different worlds. Any hoes front a Juggalo, sort of hatchet, tell them come suck on your dick. Recycle passage.
All my life I've been living it all alone. I'm like a king with no people and no crown or a throne. And what I'm speaking on is what I'm feeling like. Do you know what it's like to feel the warmth of the sunlight? I really like to know, cause I've been chilling in the dark for so many years that I question love in my heart. I hate everyone and I hate everything except for all the Juggalos and all the love that they bring.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
I'm gonna make myself clear. It's the L family, Juggalos, right? Yeah. You could take away my mic, you could take away this life, but the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. We eternal, past this earthly bullshit. Dogs on another level, can you feel this? It's Twisted, Blaze, and ICP. And if you fucking with my dog, for you, D.I.E.
If it wasn't for Shaggy, my shirt would still be baggy. I wouldn't be fat, I'd still be hungry and crabby. We used to buy our own records at the store, so they would think it was a hot seller and order more. But we built a team, killers with the same dream. We couldn't reach the top, we stayed B level like Charlie Sheen. Finally realized we'll always have the Juggalos. I'll never give another second to the mother hoe.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans.
Yeah,
I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless to me.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo.
All right, y'all, we back. Going on, Kirk?
Yep. Wow, that episode of Raw was just amazing tonight.
Some parts.
With all the feuds they set up? God damn.
What up there, Ghetto?
Well, it's about damn time they spice some things up here with this wrestling.
That I agree with.
It's actually it's actually entertaining now.
Good.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you? What are you trying to say?
I said, like I just said, it's basically one of the best episodes of Raw that they've had for a long time.
See what happens when you actually put wrestling in your wrestling program.
Exactly. They should try it more often.
You see that, man? You get a Caitlyn nipple slip. You get a bunch of fucking coming up, man. What the fuck? Now that's how you do it.
Damn straight, nigga.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man. Yeah, man, I was even believing Mark Henry, alright?
I think we all were.
I was like, man, what the hell is this dude retiring for? And then, boom, there it was. I was just completely ignoring the whole time John Cena was talking, man. I was liking all the comments, like, or all the things like, yeah, shut up, John Cena. Shut the fuck up, John Cena. You know, shit like that. And then out of nowhere, World Strong Slam. See that?
Yeah.
So what exactly happened on the first hour of Raw? Christian apparently came back.
Yeah.
Nobody really cared about that. Burton over here talked to CM Punk.
Wade Barrett.
Who faced Wade Barrett?
Christian.
Oh, he was in a match.
Yeah.
Yep.
He beat Wade Barrett. Man.
So was Brodus Clay on there? Because apparently I saw the disco ball, but I don't remember seeing him.
No.
Nope.
What the fuck was that there for?
But, fucking Zeb Coulter and Eternity Zero are now aligned together. So now you got Eternity Zero saying, we the people.
Yeah, which is
hilarious. I saw that. I mean, I really ain't got no problem with that.
This is going to get annoying because that just means when Jeff Swagger comes back, we're going to have two motherfuckers saying we the people.
Well, you know, you got to start a stable somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't you remember Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger?
Yeah, and now they hate each other.
Now you're going to have Cesaro and Swagger.
Yeah, the real American-American and the dumbass from a foreign country.
So any other matches that were at the beginning?
If I can remember correctly, I think so. Don't remember. I mean, honestly, I'll be honest, the only thing I was thinking about the entire time was pretty much Caitlyn's nipple slip.
Man, I don't understand. You people watch this fucking show and you don't know what happens.
Well, I mean, come on. Think about it. The minute you see a fucking nipple slip up from Caitlyn, man, your mind goes blank. All you think was that bitch.
It wasn't for like another hour or so after all the beginning.
Yeah, but still, man, I saw that after that, but everything else.
Oh, Sheamus also lost to Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow in a handicap match.
Is that it? That's all the matches?
Let me check if there are any more.
All right, everything before Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan, Dan.
That's it?
Yes, sir. But, I do got a very special track to introduce to y'all, Ghetto G. You already heard it last night, because I sent it away last night.
Yeah, I only listened to, like, a little bit of that.
Here we go! This is Cycle Cutter with Satan 2012.
Yo, Cycle Cutter, Satan 2012. Satan 2012. Yo, Satan 2012, bury your bodies in the ground. Yo, Satan 2012, bury your bodies in the ground. Yo, Satan 2012, bury your bodies in the ground. Yo, Satan 2012, bury your bodies in the ground. Putting you all over your plate, ripping your bodies, ripping your organs out. Putting you all over there, ripping your bones and putting your mind on your stove and making more chicken and gasoline. Because I'm crazy, I'm Cycle Cutter. You'll be no recording on mind of a Cycle Cutter. Cause I'm crazy like Cycle Cutter. I'm a zombie, I'm a Romney. Romney WWE, that's where you know I live. Cause I'm a Romney WWE. Romney WWE, baby, baby. Cause 2012 is coming, it's Satan 2012. That's what we gotta be waiting for. Say 2012. Yo, say 2012 with your bodies in the ground. Yo, we'll represent say 2012 with your bodies in the ground. Yo, we'll represent say 2012 with your bodies in the ground.
Yo, I'm a real man, Thomas Asbury. I'm popping cherries and then I'm taking you all over the place. Making it very hardy because I'm stuffing a big man inside your pussy. That's what I'm doing, I make your pussy very wishy. Because that's me, I'm Thomas Asbury, and I'm over there, I'm a real man. I'm a real, real, real man. I'm Thomas Asbury.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're supposed to be in your job. Oh, fucking shit, I'm just doing it wrong. I'm done.
You continue on your own, I don't need to do this shit. If you're gonna give me trouble like this, I don't even know how to do this shit. So fucking shit, I'm done.
Yo, sorry about that, that was Asbury. He likes to eat McDonald's and he's a fat Asbury. Because he's like really ugly, he looks like ugly. You just took out so candy and make that face. Or was that how you were born? That's when you were born, you make your mother face. You got money all over your face, you're Cycle Cutter. I'm Cycle Cutter, I live in Warming WWE. You better get ready for Satan 2012. Satan 2012! Yo, we'll represent Satan 2012, put your bodies in the ground. Yo, we'll represent Satan 2012, put your bodies in the ground. Yo, represent Satan 2012, put your bodies in the ground. Satan 2012! SpongeBob SquarePants! Satan 2012! SpongeBob SquarePants!
Yeah. Yo, Satan 2012. Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, now I'm gonna go in McGee and get the Big Mac tea.
Yo, Satan 2012, represent, put your bodies in the ground, that's what I'm doing. All over the floor, put your blood over the town, rub it up, dub, your blood over my dick. And then I'm putting it, I'm cum inside your blood, and then I'm making a mixture of blood and cum. I call it Blum, B-L-U-M, Blum. And then I drink it and sell it to all your sick fuzz out there. And then Cycle Cutter, you Blum, all over there, making your blood and my cum. And when you buy and drink it all, because you're very, very tasty. Rub it up, dub, your blood and your cum. Rub your blood, your blood, your cum! In your bones! Yo, I'll be a bone! Yo, we'll represent Satan 2012, put your bodies in the ground! Yo, we'll represent Satan 2012, put your bodies in the ground! Yo, we'll represent Satan 2012, put your bodies in the ground! you'll represent Gateway 12 with your eyes in the ground. Satan 2012! I'm Psycho Kaya, enforcing the gathering all over WarmyWB. Remember that name, everybody at WarmyWB hates you. I'm a zombie, I'm in WarmyWB! WarmyWB! WarmyWB, I'm Psycho Kaya, I fuck your money in WarmyWB. That's where you go, I fuck a pussy, snatch a pussy all over WarmyWB. Yeah, I know, you never been to WarmyWB, you better go there. Yeah. 2012, Psycho Kaya. Makes me so horny.
I am
gonna
clean up your room, Robert.
Yeah, you won't do that right now. I'm rapping.
I don't care if you're rapping or rap or whatever you're calling. You gotta be a real man. Come and clean your room.
But Dad, stepdad, you don't even know my real dad. You're my stepdad. Why have you listened to you?
Because your mother's out of the house being a hooker, and she left me in charge. Now get over here and clean your room, or else I'm gonna take away all your Big Macs.
No, Dad. No, stepdad. Don't take my Big Mac. It's all I have. Oh, you're my dog. What the fuck?
Alright, that's it. No more Big Macs for you for 2 weeks. Because I'm a real man, and I'm gonna eat them all.
Dad, why would you do that? Dad, no way. Jump my dog.
I'm sorry about that. My son is crazy. Thomas Asbury, eating at McD.
And we're back.
I cannot understand a fucking word he said in that track.
Well, Chris, you realize that wasn't actually seven cutter, right?
Man, it was just as bad.
Exactly.
That was very painful to listen to. I felt like Eric Cartman was retarded.
I felt like, this is why I don't like listening to retired people rap. The mentally retired when they try and rap, no thank you.
See, that's what would happen if the South Park characters rapped.
Exactly.
Apparently that's
I don't know, man.
Parody.
If that was a diss track and whatever, you know, making fun of dude, man, that was very painful to listen to.
It was almost as bad as that dude's music.
And on top of that, we had no idea what the fuck you were saying, so.
Exactly.
Something about SpongeBob. And
it sounds like it. We should have an encore of that track. Play it again. Fuck it.
No, man, it's too long.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes long, Chris.
Holy shit, that was 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Exactly. 5 minutes, well, it's too long. Or 5:10, whatever.
Alright.
Oh yeah, by the way, Gil, now don't worry about the ABK version. I downloaded it earlier, so I'm uploading that now.
Don't worry about the what?
The ABK version.
Alrighty then.
Actually, what I did was I actually removed all the Dark Lords off the soundboard, and I'm re-uploading them because I'm gonna re-upload them as Dark Lord's Red, you know, for the Mars version, and Dark Lord's Gold for the ABK version, and I'm just going to upload the rest of them. I'm like, oh, Pink Brother and shit like that.
Man, whoever the hell I downloaded that fucking shit off of, man, they had no idea what the songs were called.
Oh, that's most of the idiots out there that think they know the ABK tracks, but they don't really. Or even Dark Lord's
tracks. I mean, they were all the tracks, but they were labeled wrong. I was like, that ain't the name of this song.
Yeah.
Wow, holy shit, a Mayhem Fest video or a commercial. Probably the first time I've ever seen this.
Yeah, because, somebody did that same thing to the one that I downloaded, too.
Well, at least you got it now, just upload it, whatever. Save me some.
Yeah. It was funny, the fact that Black Magic is supposed to be backwards, not forward.
Yeah.
And somebody on the ABK version labeled something as Cripple and Rape Me.
Holy shit, we downloaded the same fucking thing.
That's awesome.
That's fucking scary.
It's awesome.
I mean, you know, I mean, everything else is the same. Well,
no, they labeled the one Nobody Likes Me.
Yeah, which is supposed to be bad rep. And Trash Love is a swarm, but it says Fire Rain.
And they labeled the one like May Me something.
Yep, that's yeah, you're right. We did that on the same damn thing.
See that?
Wait a minute. Did I mean the?
Well, then you might want to go through that CD before you upload it.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I mean, they're all the tracks just labeled differently and stupidly.
I don't understand where you got the name Cripple and Rape Me, though.
I have no clue. I think what it is... Wait. No, never mind. I know exactly why they fucking label the way they label them. Can you remember? Something, you know, there is a lyric where, you know, they're talking about Cripple and Rape Me. Fucking Give Me That Blood. You know, fucking
taste that blood.
You know, and of course, fucking bad rep. You know, they do mention the fact, you know, Nobody Likes Me, Swarm. They mentioned Fire Rain, and
yeah, but these are just lyrics that are in the song.
Yeah, and people would think that the lyrics that, you know, they're in the track is the title for the track.
I don't understand.
I don't either, but it's fucking retarded. And it's so hard for people to fucking, you know, read posts up on Facebook notice.
Yeah. Like Chris was talking to himself.
Why the fuck are you talking to yourself for?
He posted a status, and then there was all these comments on there, except it was just him.
Hey, something was not fun for a while.
So I had to comment. I was like, are you talking to yourself?
You're an idiot.
Because seriously, man, it was just him leaving comment after comment after comment. I was like, where's all these other comments? Who's he talking to?
I was talking to myself, just having fun with it.
You didn't even ask yourself anything. You just answered yourself.
Make it even weirder.
I thought somebody was there, you know, commenting that, like, may have me blocked or some shit. But then now I just realized it was just him.
Wait a minute. Is this on his wall?
Yeah, it was him talking about the Mark Henry segment.
And Chris, you realize, you know, talking to yourself off of Facebook is insane, and you get locked up for it. And talking to yourself on Facebook will result in you getting blocked and locked up.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you if you're sitting there talking to yourself. I mean, talking to yourself on Instant Messenger is one thing, but talking to yourself on Facebook... That'll get you 302.
Yeah. But now that dude that fucking called in last, they hit me up saying, hey man, what time is the show? Motherfucker, I post when the show is. The times are in there.
Why are you so angry? Why can't you just answer the dude's question?
I told him we're live now. He goes, when are you going to play the song? We just played it. It sucked.
Well, Havoc really knows how to keep them.
Of course.
Holy shit, fucking 12 comments. All. Oh, 11. Okay, 11. Well, no. Chris actually had one person talk to him.
That's one person, man. I obviously saw that.
But all the other 10 or 9 is the fuck you doing, Chris? Why the fuck are you talking to yourself?
Because I can't message people, so why not have fun with it?
Yeah, but
you still can't message people?
Yep.
I mean, Skibot, I mean, seriously, Chris is fucking said that, you know, it won't come in. No, nope, I'm laughing now. What the fuck? Fucking Chris, you know, told himself that, you know, he can't wait to see the title match at Money in the Bank live. Then, you know, dude, Eric Vile, Micha, Muka, what the fuck your last name is, says Bastard had me getting all teary-eyed, even though I was sitting like that, like, he's gonna turn on Cena, LOL. And of course, fucking Chris goes, LOL, I was the same way, because if he's done up, everything he's done, awesome, trolling. Chris, I don't really think he was trolling, but okay.
Man, that was a major troll, man. What you talking about?
He was trolling. He said he was retiring on the internet.
Yeah, man, he posted on a fucking Twitter.
Exactly, a fucking tweet. Saying that tonight was his saying goodbye and thank you to all the fans.
Yeah,
of course,
you know. Then he was saying goodbye to people, and she, you know, and then he was crying, and then, you know, see?
Yeah. And then, yeah, and then Chris was like, don't
pay attention to WWE anymore.
No, I pay attention, don't pay attention to the whole trolling shit. I don't think I should, because that's just fucking retarded.
I'm just saying, man, if you're, you like a whole bunch of wrestling pages on Facebook, man, you see fucking everything. So, it's kind of hard to miss shit.
Yeah, exactly. But let's see, and then Chris responds to himself saying, nope, I'm laughing now, and he responds again to himself. Mark Henry attacking Cena is better than Christian's return. And to himself again, because he's the golden boy, and it's going to be Chris. I think he meant of the WWE, not if the WWE.
Well, that's all right. He called Sin Cara, Sun Cara.
Oh, fun. Damn, I fucked that one up.
He fucked up his own status.
And I deleted it and adjusted it quick.
Well, anyways, because he's a golden boy, if the WWE who gets all the title shots because he kisses Vince McMahon's ass so much. Well, first, I don't really think he kisses Vince's ass so much. Okay.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he really does.
kind of like how, you know, Vince McMahon was, you know, all excited for the Shield for some reason.
That's interesting how they have all the McMahon going in opposite directions with that.
Yeah, that was just fucking nuts. That's okay. That just means Vicky Guerrero can get fired now because she doesn't know who to listen to.
Sure. Might as well bring Shane O'Mac and Linda McMahon into it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, at least Linda.
Yeah, nobody has time to see an old lady in the ring anymore. That day's passed.
I mean, they could probably bring Shane in for a one-time appearance.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that old man either.
Yeah, nobody wants to see Vince either. He's way older than Shane.
Yeah,
but he owns everything.
Exactly. Wait. How about the fact that Big E, I don't know if you guys watched SmackDown on Friday, But how about the fact that Teddy Long was, you know, was about to eat that fucking burger, and Big E just fucking took it from him and started eating it in front of him.
Didn't we already have this conversation?
We probably did.
Probably did.
I mean,
you know, we got time for SmackDown.
I mean, I saw it, Ed, but I swear we already talked about this.
But I mean, come on, I mean, you know, if someone like Big E just came up to you and took your sandwich and started eating it from, what would you do?
He'd start pandangoing.
I don't know. I guess I would be very angry if that happened. And, I don't know, pick up something heavy.
Well, I think the heavy thing you'll probably find would be your dad.
So I'm going to beat Big E Langston with my dad.
Hey,
why not?
Because that's just weird. I'll beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Exactly. Or start beating him in the head with a frying pan.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd have a handy frying pan just lying around.
Well, okay, you know, okay, what's like, what would you say would be the heaviest thing like, in your house that, and that would be?
Well, you didn't say I was in my house.
Well, there again, you know, what would be the heaviest thing around you?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of heavy things.
Well, I mean, you know, there's the telephone poles.
Yeah, let me pick up a telephone pole.
No one said you had to pick it up. Just find the closest exit are chopping away and just, you know, watch it fall on them.
That's absurd. Maybe just beat him with a chair or something.
Yeah, I guess that could work too.
Or just slap him. Kick him in the nuts.
Are we sure he even has any?
No. Probably not after all them steroids he took.
Exactly, so that probably wouldn't work out too well. Yeah, that or slapping him, you might end up, might end up in his belly. The fucking fat bastard. Get in my belly!
Man, he's not a fat dude. He's just really muscular.
Well, for him, it'd be the same thing.
And he has a giant head.
Exactly.
He's kind of cross-eyed.
Like Chris.
Yeah, similar to that.
Sorry, first part's wrong. I don't have a giant head.
That's not what he's talking about.
Yeah. I said you're cross-eyed, motherfucker.
Well, he said has a giant head and is cross-eyed, and I'm not both those things. At times, I'm cross-eyed, so I'll agree with that part.
He agrees with that.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. I agree with it.
He's like, which way am I looking? Gotta love people that don't fight back.
Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
He's like, what's that dude's name? Crazy Eyes. Some shit from Mr. Deeds.
I remember that dude.
Do you like Oreos on your pizza?
That's good.
That was a question you're supposed to answer.
I would never have Oreos on a fucking pizza.
You would never put Oreos on your pizza?
I would.
Hell no. Well, Havoc, you put anything on any food.
That's true. So this should go to Havoc then. What's the str- strangest thing you've ever put on your pizza?
Peanut butter?
No, fuck. That is pretty fucking weird.
What did he say was?
And how was that?
Actually, it's pretty good.
Peanut butter and sauce. That just doesn't sound appetizing.
What the fuck? Ain't no one got time for that.
I have against plenty of time for that.
Well, besides that.
I mean, seriously, I mean, today I went to this place called Peach Wave. It's like a fucking frozen yogurt shop.
Peach Wave?
The hell?
Yeah, it's a frozen yogurt shop. You know, and I combined the chocolate and peanut butter one with it, and I put fucking, like, all this topping, including gummy worms on that shit, and then, you know, hot fudge on top of the gummy worms.
So is that what you put on your pizza?
It must be.
You got all that frozen yogurt and all that bullshit, and you just poured it on his pizza.
Hey, why not? That sounds good, too.
No, it doesn't.
It really does. It sounds like that'll make you puke.
I don't know. It sounds good to me.
Then again, what won't have you put on some food?
Peanuts.
Peanuts. You'll eat peanut butter, but not peanuts.
I can't.
Hypocrite.
I can't stand the taste of peanuts.
But you eat peanut butter, motherfucker.
And it's made from peanuts.
Yeah, but you gotta think though too. I mean, with peanut butter, you really can't taste, you know, the actual peanuts that were made into it.
That doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
I mean, come on. You know, you got like the honey flavored peanut butter. You know, that tastes more like honey than it does fucking
honey flavored peanut butter. Well, yeah. I don't like honey, so fuck honey.
But, let's see, I won't eat coconut. I won't eat any type of peanuts, walnuts, none of that. None of that crap fuck out of here. Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto, I'm just going to leave the tracks the way they are. Well, maybe. Yeah, you know, on like for the ABK version of you know, Tales from the Lows. I mean, you know, we really know what the title of the tracks are. So I mean, I'll just leave it the way it is, so just so that way, you know, we actually can tell it apart better too.
Oh yeah, so when that day comes, you ain't gonna know what the fuck that song is.
Exactly.
Probably not, but
man, just change it. It's not that hard. Just up, when you're uploading it, just put the right name in.
Yeah, I can do that.
Duh.
He can, but he probably won't.
And I'm just going to change Black Magic to the way it's supposed to be spelled.
Oh, sure, yeah, it's time to turn the words backwards, but can't put the right name.
So, that's what I'm doing right now. See, I'm putting the right name for both for all of them right now.
So, is there any more votes on that shit?
Not that I've seen, but then again, like I said, you know, they have till Wednesday anyway, so, you know, just give it time.
Well, what was the last?
Well, for me, I had one each way.
So, how many is that for them now?
Let's see. How many did you get for?
I got one vote each way.
Yeah, no, not you, Chris. I'm talking to Ghetto.
I didn't get anything.
Well, cause like you said, three to four for Riders, didn't you?
Well, let's see. He has one for Riders. There was one on the Juggalo Rider Radio page for Riders. He had one for Lotus. I said Lotus. Then somebody on your status said Riders.
I think two people said Ryder's Boone.
There's another.
Yeah, the other dude that said Boone, so that's like, what, five for Ryder so far?
So five to two then?
Well, we'll find out what happens next because of the fact I have to post it up on the Twisted Paradise page.
Man, ain't nobody even on that page. And then what the fuck's up with people, man? Every time we post something, somebody unlikes our page.
Yeah, I noticed.
Like, what the fuck is that?
I have no clue.
It's like, how dare you post something on this like page, unlike.
Exactly. They're like, fuck you for doing that.
And then after that, we get somebody else to like it.
That's good. Just so people are retarded.
Like after all these years, man, you think you'd have more than the likes, more likes than you actually have.
Yeah, I know. Nope.
You just got that damn dude on that page that keeps commenting, "Hey, add me."
Yeah, the dude's trying to get through our page.
It's like, damn, man. All right, you're blocked. And that girl is never going to see that comment of you saying to add you.
Yeah, pretty much.
So he's pretty much fucked.
The ones that are seeing it are me and you.
Exactly, and plus it was from Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to come back.
And on top of that, I deleted it once, and they put it back again today.
Well, probably because of the fact, you know, he probably thought that if she deleted it.
So how the hell would she do that?
I have no clue.
That'd be like magic if she did it.
Hell yeah. But let's see what happens if I delete that comment.
So anyway, in the spirit of these two groups we keep talking about, what you upload from the Riders?
Everything.
You uploaded everything already?
Yep.
Jesus.
So what would you like to hear?
Let's hear it's a song called R-I-D-E for L-I-F-E. Is that what it's called?
Ride for Life.
Yeah, is that the name of a song?
Let me go down to Circle for the Riders. I have to go through, I have to look through every single one of them. They're all on the Psychopathic Riders and like, it actually in fucking order, shockingly enough. Well, kind of anyway.
In order?
Yeah. Like, are you a rider?
No, man, I'm not talking about the dumping album. It's off the Riding Dirty album.
Oh, fuck. Man, I don't want that motherfucking prophecy. I want to talk about Rider.
Or no, man, give me Never Gonna Quit. Give me that track.
All right, we get down to it. Our trucks, here we go. Nobody in this game. Pat, pat. They're gonna quit, here we go.
What's up, Sean? That's right, Lil Poot up in this piece, fool. Lil Shank and Fofo reppin' the Rider Click, young.
Where my niggas that's putting it down, smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the bumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life and we gon' quit.
Will you ride with me?
What?
Smoke with me, steady, blazing weed by the BAG.
Yeah.
Yo, D's got your eyeballs spinning, ho grinning. Flashing me the tongue ring, hoping that she can get in.
Yeah.
Low riding two hoes in the back with the windows down so you could catch a contact. Watch your wig flip straight to the back like you went with the carjack. Ain't somebody hit you with the gat, damn.
Yeah.
Ain't no games when we ride.
What?
Ain't nobody playing when we ride. Now smoking y'all cash, y'all good.
Lil poop, lil shaking folk.
Quick to slap a bitch, quicker to burn some window.
Let it blow, roll the windows up.
And take your bitch, quit stimming, cause she will get fucked.
Fo-fo,
wrapping up the rider clip.
And anybody got a problem with it,
keep it in your mouth and
well,
shit.
Well, my niggas, that's putting it down. Smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the pumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life, and we ain't never gon' quit. Well, my niggas, that's putting it down. Smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the pumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life.
I'm a R-I-D-E for L-I-F-E, a P-I-M-P, well I might be, but I'm a thug nigga, you can count on that, with the black khakis and chucks and motherfucking ski masks, we blast on bitches like you, we don't have to have a reason, we just do what we do, when we do it so well that we ain't never gonna stop, we can swing them bangs or unload them blocks, and if the player haters on the other side wanna
transition message from the ride,
all of y'all can eat a dick, bitch, I'ma keep puffing my weed and slanging my sacks and making underground cheddar free of victim packs. Fo-fo got my back like a motherfucking coat.
And if you wanna fuck with us,
I suggest that you don't. I'm a rider, bitch. And if you's the enemy, you get 40s poured out in your memory.
Well, my niggas, that's putting it down. Smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the pumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life, and we ain't never gon' quit. Well, my niggas, that's putting it down. Smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the pumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life, and we ain't never gon' quit.
Me and Fo-fo, we like riding on your set, leaving enemies plugged up in sidewalks wet. In the neighborhood out there that don't know me, I'm in a black navigator 2003. John Walls couldn't see me on America's Most Believe. The motherfucker hanging off a telephone pole. Then he snitches to lose your tongue. You know the game, when the cops come, you be trying to hum my name. I ain't never gonna quit or ride a black wheelchair. Pull off the strap and drop everybody here. Big Bang, be the name, sipping cane off titties. Got writers hot and busted up in 57 cities. Don Bolio started off serving clubs on the street, packing heat, black hoodies and trucks. Black trucks with the thumbs up, slinging that wind up. Never gonna quit until I come and drop a killer right under.
Well, my niggas, that's putting it down. Smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the pumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life, and we ain't never gon' quit. Well, my niggas, that's putting it down. Smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the pumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life, and we ain't never gon' quit.
West South Block, get the dope niggas at the floor like a jacket. Straight Johnny Lowe, Mr. Blackin, smacking on peppers. Trick the women, bust us. Ain't nobody touch us. Fuck, motherfucker. Riding down the block, black trucks, steady pumping. Hanging out the window, we're trying to start talking to what you're acting hard. And you think I'm on my back, five niggas jump out.
What?
The bitch, you're acting dead.
Bitch,
get the fuck out.
Hold up, wait a minute.
What?
Got the game on lock, I ain't never gonna quit.
Nah.
Fat flipper jackets with a Benny on top.
Ooh.
My pressure grease cap is coming quick with a clock.
Come and get some nuts.
Get slapped with a dick.
Black
deep in the game, I ain't never gonna quit.
Little treaties with bottles in the beanie.
Like a PZ weeping for lady.
For sheesh.
Well, my niggas, that's putting it down. Smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the pumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life, and we ain't never gon' quit. Well, my niggas, that's putting it down. Smoking and representing your town. Black trucks with the pumps, straight G shit. I'ma ride for life, and we ain't never gon' quit.
And we're back.
See.
Hello, Ricardo.
The fuck?
Apparently, it's awesome that we played that fucking second quarter parody, even though it sucked ass.
It was awesome.
Who else is that? That dude that had us play it, he said, you know, he goes, did you guys play it? I told him, yeah. He goes, oh, well, I had to pick up something. That's awesome, though. For some reason, this dude's got a habit of sticking his tongue out on people. he always tells me a fucking smiley face. I mean, he's just got a tongue.
You know how I know you're gay?
Is that the Houston fucking sticking out of the song, everybody?
Well, because you answered how he knows you're gay.
Well, you really shouldn't put your tongue out at guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But he keeps doing it.
Maybe he likes you.
God, I hope not.
Maybe he wants a big hug.
Well, tell him to go find big homie.
Or a small hug, considering you're a midget.
He goes, good point about the tongue thing.
Oh, so you're listening.
You actually are listening.
Yeah. Well, listen to me, friend. Stop doing that. It makes you a homosexual.
Yeah, but he wants to do it with the guys, go do it with the big homie, because, you know, he enjoys that kind of shit. And Adam.
Big homie loves that shit.
Yeah, so go do it to him. Or find DC, the Dickless Conundrum.
Man, you don't want to find him.
Yeah, if you do, he'll just get you in trouble with strange music.
Exactly. Asshole.
So homo, any songs you want to listen to? Anything?
I'm here for him to respond on fucking Facebook. That's how it's communicating to me with Facebook. No, you would not ever hear that on a fucking soundboard.
What's that?
You were officially dismissed.
Why did he get dismissed?
Because he asked for blood on the dance floor.
Man, he's gonna be blood on the dance floor.
Well, now we definitely know he's gay because of the fact he requested that.
Come on, man. Something we would actually listen to request.
He goes, just kidding. I hate those. He goes, ha, just kidding. I hate those fucking pedos.
They're pedophiles, apparently. I did not know. I did not know that.
According to him, I guess. Apparently, they are.
It's interesting. Speaking of pedophiles, this person just went to jail again for, I guess, having sex with underage kids.
Damn. Did he ever get
him? Yeah. I'm just saying, man. He went back to jail for the same thing.
Apparently they write songs for underage teen kids. That's what makes them pedos. So then I guess that would make half the fucking boy bands out there fucking pedos because they did the same thing. But finally he picked something good for once.
And what might that be?
Blaze. Some Blaze would be good. So
it would really help if you just, you know, picked a song that you wanted to hear. I mean, because there's many songs to pick from.
Well, you know what? He's going to get this one.
Everybody get your shotgun, shotgun, double barrel, sold off. Stay strapped, homie, this shit is about to pop up. Me, I be a D from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your sad type mentality. I shoot you in the day, like my heat is stay on toes. And Grundy build a casket for you, soon as you a ghost. I got an itchy trigger finger, and I'm scratching like a DJ. 15 cells in my pocket, who wanna see me? Jackie stay on foe. Ice cold, and my homeboy rapping to a chicken that he know. Here come a car up the street, rolling real slow. With a wannabe baby G hanging out the window, looking close like he knows me. Fuck that, fuck socks, flattened his ass. All over told me to post it. Trying to play me closely, but my approach be buck them all till they fall with my shotgun.
Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel sawed off. Stay strapped, homie. This shit is about to pop off. Give a fuck about your sad time mentality. Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel sawed off. Stay strapped, homie, this shit is about to pop off. VIPMG from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your sad time mentality.
If I keep myself alive, something just might happen. Like my gun clapping or a motherfucker's head cracking. My nerves are shot, I'm sweaty and hot. Always shaking, looking just like Michael J. Fox. Save me, help me, take me out this mind frame. Once I done jumping on you hoes, cause I'm insane. Me and Colton be getting Grundy in the hood. Knocking down your doorway, jacking on your goods. Look into the barrel of my shotgun, watch yourself. Fucking with me is just bad for your health. So when you see me coming, best be thinking whether you wanna live or die. Because my anger's increasing, so watch out, cause we ain't playing pimp. Move the fuck over. All up in our face, acting like we know ya. But if you really wanna get that close, then prepare yourself to be filled with hoes.
Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel sawed off. Stay strapped, homie, this shit is about to pop off. VIPMG from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your sad time mentality. Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel sawed off. Stay strapped, homie, this shit is about to pop off. VIPMG from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your sad time mentality.
Sawed off shotgun and I'm about to dump. Sipping on some syrup, speakers on pump. Cruising down 7 Mile, cash better pal. You think my shotgun won't blast better foul? I'm all cheddar style, throw your body off Belle Isle Bridge. Don't push me cause I'm over the edge. Ben fell off the ledge with a hole in my head. Only reason Colton Grundy see me cause he been dead. Boy, I'm nothing to play with. My shotgun murdered 9 federal agents. I kill them all ages. Blood stain the front pages. This shit is outrageous. Me blazing ABK, need to be locked in cages. Police been after me, I caused a catastrophe. All because my shotgun said blasphemy. Now another shotgun cash.
Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel sawed off. Stay strapped, homie, this shit is about to pop off. VIPMG from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your sad time mentality. Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel sawed off. Stay strapped, homie, this shit is about to pop off. VIPMG from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your sad time mentality.
Bullets left in my pocket, I'm a madman. Three more people wanna test me. Three bullets left in my pocket, I'm a madman. Two more people wanna test me. Two bullets left in my pocket, I'm a madman. One more person wanna test me. One bullet left in my pocket, I'm a madman. So nobody wanna test me.
Damn! Fuck! I ran out of motherfucking ammo. Unless you count that motherfucking box of cells I got in the glove compartment. And what the fuck are you...
And we're back.
You looking at...
F1 did, and look, he gave a request for another good track for once.
Party at the liquor store.
There was a party at the liquor store.
That's being uploaded while I'm uploading more, all the dark goods I have on my computer.
Yep.
I just need to get my hand on, I think, one album, though, from, outside of Hatchet History.
Hatchet History, man. It's just a bunch of mixture of songs, man.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it also has, Dark Lotus on it too.
But I do have that CD too.
So I want to get that downloaded so that way I can have, you know, I can at least have every track by Dark Wizard up on the soundboard.
Man, you might have to delete some House of Metal stuff.
Why?
To make room for all the Dark Wizard tracks.
Chris is plenty of room on the soundboard for them all. Yeah, I don't think Chris realizes I've been busy deleting stuff so that way we can make room for Psychopathic Riders and Dark Lotus.
I mean, you
well, I did not realize that.
You're going to have to delete a bunch of shit.
Well, that's already been taken care of, so we'll sit with that. Stop recording Raw already.
Because it wants to record it again.
Oh, no, I mean the fact that it's been recording for like 4 hours. And Raw's already over.
No.
It happens though. Because of the fact I got my shit, you know, recorded like at least 3 hours later after Raw, like after Raw's over. So it should give me about 6 hours of fucking something to watch if I decide to watch Raw.
There's a party going on, who's coming with? To kill the rest of that 140 and grab your shit. I hope you got some money, cause I ain't got your back. Especially how cheap you was on that chronic sack. There's a party at the liquor store, don't be claiming bro. Acting like a cold 40 ain't good on the floor. Who you think that you fooling, cause it sure ain't me. Should've borrowed $5 from your old lady.
Is there anybody's cup as empty as mine? Pile in the hoorah, seat recline. Stop at the weak spot, order up another.
This is how we do it.
Motherfucker.
Old school track on the corner of the party store shooting some crap. If this is something that you normally see, then you probably live close to me.
There was a party at the liquor store.
Come on.
There was a party at the liquor store.
Come on.
There was a party.
Anybody?
Party. There was a party at the liquor store.
Come on.
I showed up, showed up. A chicken head hanging on either side of me, send him into the store. The cops some 40s, then I take my time and make my way around the party. See my boy Jay get a weed spot on real. 65 Impala drop top, he make the shit hop, chopped and out smack the blunt. With two bitches that came through with a skunk, we got fucked up. Seconds passed, the chicken head came back. Now it's off the mingling and see who else up in the sack. The music's loud as fuck and there ain't no sign of the pigs. If there was, I'd pull my shit, it's but they fucking wigs. I'm high as fuck and stumbling off 640. By the time I see my homie ABK up at the party, shooting with seven hoes and they sell toes. All day they dream about sex and don't ever make
hoes.
It was tight, so I rolled up a blunt of that chocolate tie. Everybody was chilling out front, saying what's up. Walked in to grab a 40 as I sparked my stuff. Went straight to the back where the brew be at. Grabbed the cold 4-0 and proceeded to crack. Got a $1.50 sub in a bag of better makeshift. Phone number from the hide bottle return, bitch. It was a good day, perfect time to party. Hide banging, bootylicious freaks acting horny. Man, this party store kinda like the club. Besides the bumps coming in, cause the beer's cheap enough. I was hitting my groove on, straight big pippin'. I'll let a party store Bud Light sippin'. I heard a gunshot, my drink dropped. I could've swore it was a fucking cop.
Pick him up! Get your motherfucking ass out! You get your motherfucking, give me your money!
Get your
motherfucking lobby shit!
There
was a
What happened?
There was a robbery at the liquor store.
What happened?
There was a robbery.
Robbery.
Someone got
bye. See you, old man. I think it was pretty the fact that, you know, he was able to sign in yesterday, sent to the chat room. Now he's signed in as a guest. And we got a 661 calling in. What's good, 661? Who this?
Ty Mumbles again. It's been a while. I'm back, though.
Wait. Huh? What happened?
I just been gone for a while, but you usually call me Mumbles up on here, but yeah, it's just
holy
like
shit! Where the fuck you been at?
I've listened here and there, but yeah, I've been busy with a lot of stuff and girls and that. I actually got one laying right here in the bed with me and passed out.
Wait, until you got your homie in the bed with you passed out?
No, my girl.
Okay, I thought you said your homie. I'm about to say, we already had one gay dude with talking to us already. They kept fucking sticking out telling everybody.
Yeah, I see what's all going on.
Yeah, man, chillin', man. That, yeah, man, dude, like you said, yo, it's definitely been a fucking while since you've been up on here.
Yeah, I know. I think about at least a couple months. Close to it, but I still was listening on some of the back parts of what was going on Facebook, listening to some of the back ones.
You've missed everything.
I don't know. I still caught up with some of it, but yeah, I missed a lot.
No, I'm kidding. You didn't miss anything.
Wait a minute, man. Yo, weren't you living on Massachusetts or something like that before?
Oh, actually, I live in Illinois right next to St. Louis, but it's just a different number that I'm on my computer, and I just use it through my Skype. I just pay for the program.
Yeah.
It'd be 618.
Hell yeah. All right, man, so you know what? So let's get your vote for this.
So check it out, man. Thursday, you know, what we're doing is, you know, like, we're letting the fucking listeners decide on this one. So this Thursday night, we're either going to make it a Dark Lotus night and play everything Dark Lotus, or a Psychopathic Riders night and play everything Psychopathic Riders. And whichever gets chosen for Thursday, the other one will be played on Friday. So what would you say your vote would be for, Lotus or Riders?
I'd say Dark Lotus all the way.
Hell yeah.
So that's three for Lotus. To the gay dude up in the chat room, what's your vote?
I don't know. I just say Dark Lotus is all I could think of, yeah, because that's the only thing coming to me.
Hell yeah. Like I said, that's three for Lotus. Be like five for fucking Riders. The Canadian Mexican dude up in the chat room, but you know, as a guest.
Yeah.
I know you're hearing us.
Yeah, I got my computer moved away a little bit. I can move around. I might be able to hear me a little bit better.
Well, yeah, because, like, you know, fucking last day, you know, when he signed into the chat room, he signed in under fucking Canexian.
Sorry, I guess it would be, like, a cross between a Canadian and a Mexican.
Wow, you're very clever, Avik. It's a good thing you understand.
I never knew he was that damn clever. I'm so shocked my brain might explode.
He's a quick one.
He really is.
But, you know, of course, you know, once he decided to keep sticking his tongue on me, I'm just going to call him the gay dude.
Well, you know, that's not very nice. So he's the happy dude.
The happy gay dude.
No, gay used to mean happy.
No.
I'm straight. I stay straight.
You know, like the Flintstones.
Exactly.
He's having a gay old time.
And just imagine they're in England smoking a fag. They're gay smoking a fag in England.
Yeah, like
so what would that be called?
A gay fag?
A gay fag.
A happy cigarette.
I got one of those going right now.
He's like, man, I got a fag in my mouth right now.
No, not a fag. I got a good ass. That's a nice
shit.
Oh,
shit.
Dude, all you did was tell me a fucking, an X with a fucking date on it. That's not as a... That dude fucking... That dude sent me a fucking... Smiley face with his tongue sticking out to a dead smiley.
So what was his vote?
I don't even know, man. I'm waiting to see what the fuck his vote is. All he fucking sent me was a fucking dead smiley face.
Well, while he dies and becomes very happy...
has a happy death.
Do it on the phone. Anything you want to hear.
I don't know. I've been making a little music myself, and I've been helping actually Brian Mahoney or Big B out with some stuff, but his album ain't out yet, but play whatever you
feel
like
playing.
Did
you say Big B? You want to hear Big B?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I've been working with him actually doing music.
Here comes the thunder, man. Play that song.
Yep. Yeah, we worked on that. Yeah, play that one.
You mean, here comes the lightning, but okay.
Whatever the fuck it's called. Lightning, thunder, whatever the hell I just said.
Yeah, here comes the lightning.
A 9 to 5 ain't ringing my bell. I'd rather go there than go straight to hell. And hell's where I'm heading with a gun full of lead, a Cadillac bed and a pocket full of dead. All my car friends came to party. They can't help it. They ain't hungry. I got something. They ain't like me. So here comes the lightning.
Rain, rain, no way. Please don't bring me down today. Sometimes all there is to say. Fuck it, bring that storm my way.
Everything but junk them off and wipe their ass. Living in a gym full of smoke and mirrors with real assholes and fake superheroes.
Without phone, without under. All this talk just makes me wonder. They just always sound like thunder.
But here comes the lightning.
Rain, rain, no way. Please don't bring me down today. Sometimes all there is to say. Fuck it, bring that storm my way.
Comes out, doesn't it seem like they always around? Watch them all scurry as they run for cover. We used to stick together and look out for one another.
Hey yeah, hey yeah.
We gotta try to live every day,
yeah, day, yeah.
Like nothing is promised, so
say ya, say ya, say ya.
So here comes the lightning.
Rain, rain, no way. Please don't bring me down today. Sometimes all there is to say. Fuck it. On my way.
we're back.
The album actually isn't too bad. It won't be released till July 9th of this year, but the full album actually ain't too bad. I've already had it for a while, so me and him have been working on it for a while and had it put out. Basically, fool's gold, because when you work in industry, you're making a lot of money, and after a while, you ain't playing. All that money's gone, you're broke, so it's like fool's gold, so that's what he wanted to name it after.
Hell yeah.
So some of that music actually you hear even in there is actually me through FL Studios and Fruit Loop too, also, besides what he added in with it. So, yeah, I send my music to them. They send it to him. It all works out. So that's what I've been doing for the last couple months, besides learning and doing some experimental with some high-grade cannabis, I guess you'd say. And I got a little group, TGA group. And
chicken fucker.
Yeah, TGA said cool all the way, but I'm good. Get through the soil there, everything. I'm good ass.
What the hell is this dude saying?
Facebook.
Now you know why we call him Mumble.
Yep, that's it. I know, it's Mumble. Yeah, I know.
I don't even remember this dude.
Actually, if I could find my right fucking microphone, it ain't so bad. But that's the one that's hooked up to your computer or made into
it. It could get worse.
Oh,
no,
great.
It could better. I already know the other thing works better. Just
so you get even better at mumbling.
Looks like you're at fucking McDonald's working or something.
McDonald's?
Well,
could I get one of them classic chicken sandwiches? Crispy?
Yeah, that's what it feels like, too. Got the fucking headphones and a little microphone.
Don't you question my order. Just get
it. Can I get a Big Mac?
Yeah. I mean, been on a thing to fucking ask people that just for the fuck of it.
And, can I get a Whopper? Oh, wait, my bad. That's Burger King.
That's Burger King.
You need that super size?
The hell?
We can super size that for you.
And guess what? Now we got
like
six Dark Lotus.
Yep. How did that happen?
Because of the fact I'm putting in my vote, Lotus, and I don't know what you want to call her nowadays, Lori, Katrina, Evil, whatever the fuck you want to call her nowadays. Her vote is for Lotus.
Where the hell did she come from?
I have no clue. I just switched over to my fucking page and I saw fucking coming on your link saying Dark Lotus.
On my link?
No, my link.
Man, ain't nobody talk on my page.
Ah, bud. Okay. And notifications where it says, you know, so-and-so commented on your link and shit. That's what it says on my page.
Yeah, I got that much.
And yes, she just randomly came out of the blue and said Dark Lotus.
Well, there you go. She could listen to Dark Lotus while she eats goldfish.
Yeah, there you go. Gonna go fishing.
No, seriously, she said she was going to eat goldfish for money.
Yeah, but it's just a little cookie.
Wait, 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 wait.
Actual real goldfish.
Wait. What is she supposed to be? Fucking Steve-O?
I guess. She says she's gonna she's gonna do weird shit or whatever. And people are gonna pay her for it. So
while she's at it,
I know it's been done at the gathering. Cause I'm pretty close to going to the gathering right from where I'm at. I just take a route right to it.
So are you saying you're gonna do strange things there?
No, but I've seen a lot of strange things go on there.
I'm sure you have. It's the gathering.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, jeez.
Last few years, it's been getting more nuttier and nuttier. I mean, they're even throwing out a big old fire about, like, half stick dynamite sticks or whatever and just blowing shit up or whatever right in the middle of the crowd.
The fuck?
And, yeah, people be doing that because everybody just parks in, like, a camping
area. Throw knives
area.
At the door. Have you running for the... Throw knives in the crowd.
There is no door. You're in just the middle of the woods next to Water Creek or whatever, and... They call it Hepatitis Lake or something, but yeah, motherfucker steams and shit. I don't know why it steams, but people go in there and take a bath or whatever. That shit's nasty as fuck. I wouldn't be in that damn shit. I think there's a reason they call it Hepatitis Lake.
Well, I'm sure the what are they, like, portable showers that they bring in aren't that great either.
Oh, no, they're nasty as fuck. I mean, I've seen rundown houses look better with showers than that. They ain't been cleaned in years, you can tell.
Damn.
Yeah. But the rest of the gathering's all good. It's just those parts are bad. And now they added an extra day instead of 4 days, like 5 days long. So you gotta wait an extra day before you. All that. A lot of people get robbed during the process, sleeping, passing out, whatever. And you got everybody running around showing a dude staying for a dollar or some shit. You can already see dudes anyway, but I don't want to have a sign actually around their neck with cardboard written a marker, boobs for a dollar or something. Actually, that's only $9. People passing by.
Man, what are you talking about, man? Bitches be walking around fucking straight up naked.
What's cool is the helicopter ride. It costs a little, but you actually get in a helicopter, go around the whole entire.
Speaking of helicopter rides, man, there was this random carnival that they now have over here, and one of the rides is looks like it's a helicopter, you know, just. Going down,
yeah.
You know, like, as if you were crashing. Why would you have that at a carnival? Why does anybody want to know what that feels like?
Yeah, well, guess
why does anybody want to know what it's like to feel like you're almost dying?
Yeah, people are eating. There's a malfunction. Might end up dying if the thing broke loose, because I know Six Flags on that Ninja, that thing is supposed to hold you down. Well, good thing Gary holds down, that thing flew up on me one time, and I don't know if I got back on that thing since then or not, but I was riding in a bunch before that, but they took that whole thing off at the time. Yeah, it was weird. Apparently, I could have sued them, but I didn't know it at the time, but yeah, thing came up, it was already going up, and it was supposed to lock down, and didn't lock down. Basically, I braced on that seat like a motherfucker.
I don't know what he's saying.
Yes, I know. It's mumble.
I'm not trying to be rude. I just really have no idea what the hell you're saying.
I know. There's a couple people, they know it too, but certain people are used to it, whatever the way I talk to them. They know what I'm saying. So I don't know.
I mean, people tell me I mumble when I talk, but, like, damn.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I will say it depends on...
Well, then again, I talk to people that are pretty much deaf, too. But, you know, that's besides the point.
Why are you talking to deaf people?
They're the only ones that will listen.
I guess.
in other words, nobody really cares what I'm saying.
No, but I think I was almost going deaf, but I've been listening to stereo shit really loud for a lot of years. And
wait a minute, hold on a minute. Are you that dude that died?
Yeah. And actually, the weird thing is on Mother's Day, I found out that I had cancer, but I don't know, I gotta do some more tests and all that, see what's going on, but, yeah.
And you're that dude that got all them speakers in his house, right?
Oh, yeah, I got all kinds of, yeah, I got everything, yeah. I threw him Vegas, everything all around. Oh, yeah.
It's and you related to UG. No.
I don't know UG.
No, but yeah, the first two are right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shit, if you're related to UG, right. Then you're basically related to Lando Cloud.
Lando Cloud.
Exactly.
We haven't heard that in a while.
Thankfully.
I've added a few more extra speakers along with the Southern Vegas. I've got a couple more tower speakers in Southern Vegas and power subwoofer for the Southern Vegas.
Yeah, you should probably stop adding speakers.
Well, I added another amp on top of it, too, because I added another Onkyo amp on top of it. That's 1,000 watts. So. Well, 1,000 watt continuous. So. It does its job. It's just a little extra amp to go along with the rest of them.
But anyway, what can we listen to now?
Actually looking at track right now. Let's see. Let's go with...
Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Wash my hands. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back.
darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
Motherfucking Black Sabbath.
But yeah, while I was gone, what I was saying earlier, what it was, I got into TGA. It's a all, or it's called Weed Nerds. It's actually even on YouTube, and I am part of a TGA group now, and kind of into growing medical cannabis, and it's actually been helping quite a few people. We're doing a lot of it through California, but we're actually getting legal down here in Illinois, and it's passed, and we're just waiting for it to go through with the law. The DEA is trying to hold it back, but we're trying to pass it, and I've been wanting to grow it and sharing it, everything else was in, back and forth, named Subcool, and you can look it up on YouTube. Everything's all right there. I'm Scuba Steve or right there on it, so.
Sure.
Yeah, I was saying that's one thing what I was doing for the last couple months when I was gone. Besides music, that's the other thing I was doing. It's actually pretty good. It's a pretty good little thing if you want to learn stuff.
I don't think learning anything. Man, I'm out of school for so long, I don't feel like learning shit right now.
Well, we go into testing and everything else and share with everybody what each strain has, what the chemical, everything, and only use certain kinds of oils from the actual TGA, actual company, and everything works out pretty good. But you have to grow in columns and legally for it to go, and that's actually where you can have it in budding, but you still have to have some in vegetation and starting up new to keep it legal. You can't just bud it all at one time, otherwise you're breaking the law because you're consuming too much at once.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. I'm mumbled with it, I know.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto, funny thing is, that match with Wade Barrett was originally supposed to be a fucking rematch for the Intercontinental title, and Vicky just comes out and like, fuck you, Barrett, we're changing it to a singles match between you and Christian.
I ain't heard Ghetto in a while.
Well, somebody just made a picture of CM Punk and Brock Lesnar. It's a picture of the Hulk versus Wolverine.
Wow.
The fuck is CM Punk thinking anyways, man? What the fuck is that mutton chop looking motherfucking shit he got?
I don't know.
Man, he should have just stuck with the bald head.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say that ain't me choking. Who's smoking on some good shit?
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, Havoc smoking on that good shit. His boyfriend.
Hell.
I think
left to go.
Yeah, I think it's Facebook page, but I don't think it's gay or not.
I'm on the final album right now, uploading it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got another phone, and also it lets me know about an hour before the show's on every time that you guys are going to be on, so let me know every time. So I got it started, I guess. And every night it let me know. I can hear it through the phone and talk to the phone on it, too. So I got internet anywhere I go.
Well, we're live every day.
Yep. But anyways, get on off.
There was a few times I called and said that he's not scheduled to work or no program for that night.
Yeah, it's probably those nights where Havoc was slacking and we ended that shit real quick.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I figured it was, you know, something like that. So.
Hey,
you know, officially right now, man, I am uploading the Opaque Brotherhood.
I don't even like it at home.
Yeah, but you know what, Dark Lotus, so I'm uploading it now, and I'm uploading the few tracks that, like, that's left over from, like, you know, the compilations and shit like that.
I like a few tracks off of that, but yeah.
Well, every track from Dark Lotus will be officially up on the soundboard here soon. Throughout this entire fucking out the show, I've been uploading everything from Dark Lotus.
well, that was quick.
I've been doing so much whatever on my computer, I think I've been loading it up and slowing it down, but I got a 3 terabyte external hard drive, I think like to that, it shouldn't slow this thing down, but my speed, I got it built up, even speed boost on it, but it's doing alright, but usually it does a lot better. I don't know if I need to have it cleaned some or what, go through my files or what, because I got a lot of files on this thing. Usually I can send everything to the external hard drive and then delete whatever from the computer and hook the external hard drive back up, and all just shows right back up, and it's all on the external hard drive. When you unplug it, it goes away. It's a way to save a lot of memory on the computer and make it run faster. Actually, I even got some of your shows up on it. Your old shows. Yeah, it takes hours. I didn't even touch the memory on it, and I've loaded a lot of stuff on it, off like 7 of the computers I got around here. Yeah, I got a bunch of music, videos, all kinds of stuff, movies.
I notice every time we have guests up on here. Well, then again, Steve, we don't have guests. Chris don't talk.
Yeah, how about that?
Been pretty dead, huh?
Be scared.
No, I'm just
dead.
It was going
good for a while.
He's taking a piss and he needs time.
No, I'm just dead again.
Just dead.
Again.
Hey, no, Chris, the point of a co-host is to talk on the show.
Yep.
Not be dead. I mean, come on, man. I mean, like, I'm sure, like, you know, if we would ever get the boogeyman up on here, I mean, yeah, he'd probably be talking about nothing but worms and saying he's the boogeyman, he's coming to get us. But, you know, he's still probably talking more.
I'm coming to get you!
You know,
that's
a very
awkward interview.
Bitch gets scared.
You know what? I should find that fucking sound clip and upload it to the soundboard and start making that a fucking intro.
You
should.
Here.
You should play that big hoodoo track though, since we're talking about the boogeyman.
You can definitely do that.
This is for Mumbles, just in case you haven't heard the new artist on Psychopathic.
And here you go.
Yeah, I heard
the
Mumbles.
Hoodoo track.
Whether drawn in flower on flat ground or traced in the air, the sign of the crossroads is always the juncture where communication between worlds is established, where the traffic of energies and forces between them is set up.
On a book, handwritten, only one in the whole damn mix. Black leather bindings, ancient, all them other replicas ain't shit. It smells of death with a hint of garlic. I dropped it once, it bloodstained the carpet. It talks to me as I turn the pages. Everyone that owned it died, I'm courageous. Taught me how to bend a spoon with my mind, and now I can twist the head off a spine. I throw knives that don't really exist, yeah, they split a body up into kibbles and bits. I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time, and when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. This gets scared. Talk about wicked shit, I'm neck deep in it. The book taught me well and I can use it
play games, massage your brains before you jest. A pile of remains, take your soul into dementia and leave it there. The worst place you can be, I feed off your fear. I jump through portals anytime I please. I keep jars full of eyes, they draw flies and bees. While I sit alone, rattling bones, banging my skin drum. We're not alone, I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. Let's get scared, 'cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. Let's get scared, 'cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling.
I'll throw a hat, I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat.
Was that Hoodoo Wicked?
And we're back. I didn't have a phone on that yet, but
yeah. Was that Hoodoo Wicked?
Yeah, well, Big Hoodoo. That's
the name. Yeah, I was gonna say I just got the video a couple days ago. I don't know if it's gonna be released or if it's released yet or not, but yeah, I got it sent to me through one of the artists. But it's a pretty good
video
along with it. But yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
it'll be released on July 2nd.
Yep.
Yeah, because I get a lot of that stuff early since I work with them, and also Big B, he hooked me up a lot anyway. I might actually be having him call the show. He might be one of your guests or whatever.
And Havoc, we got another vote for Dark Lotus.
Seven for Lotus.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Everybody voted for Dark Lotus. Might as well play a lot of it.
Well, that's what we plan on doing. We just got to wait till the votes are complete in because voting will end on Wednesday. That way, it gives enough people enough time to put their votes in.
He's serving up a bucket full of worms.
Yes, yes he is.
I'm shivering.
You should be.
Yes.
I wonder how many calories are in that worm diet he has.
Yeah.
That's one thing, I ain't scared of death. I already know that. irony of my ever faced 9mm over the last 2 weeks or so. But I knew she wouldn't shoot me. She was going to shoot someone else, but I stood in front of it, and she dropped it, and I knew she wouldn't shoot me. Had 9mm already loaded, pulled back, trigger, everything. But she's pretty much my sister in that. Well, like fiance, but you go my sister, but yeah. I knew she wanted to. She dropped it and grabbed on to me. But I had that bitch from North Carolina all the way, come all the way down here out of nowhere and just said she was moving in and shit. And her ride just drove off shit or whatever. I was like, what the fuck? I ain't talked to her in months and all that. And all of a sudden, she was with some other dude and she left and had a missing person report on her from where she just took off, and she was at my damn door. That was fucked up.
Oh.
Even when I sent her back.
What did that have to do with the man?
Huh?
What does any of that have to do with the boogeyman?
Shit, I don't know. I got lost now. Shit. I get lost in this shit. I'm a burnt blonde.
Shit, I don't know.
I mean, what's up with the boogeyman? He's getting talking about getting shot by people.
Oh, I said I ain't scared of death, also. That's why I said when I saw him shivering or something, he said something. So I ain't scared of death anyway, so. Yeah, because my sister almost shot this other girl right through my window or whatever, so I had to stick right in front of the gun, and she dropped that motherfucker, so. I knew she wouldn't shoot me. I put that thing right to my head, and she wouldn't pull the trigger. And that's what I was about. But she didn't want to lose me. I don't know. She probably wouldn't have went to jail. She probably would have went to the nut house instead of jail, but she had two kids at home she had to worry about.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, I got someone else paging me. I ain't worried about it, but. Just some girl trying to hook up. Shit, I ain't worried about it.
Anyway, when the fuck's that final game supposed to be between the Bruins and the Blackhawks?
You realize it's only 2-1, right?
So whenever a team has won the fourth game, that will be the final game.
Yeah, that will be the final game, Evan. So not for a while. And let's
unless the Bruins end up winning 2 back-to-back games, which they probably won't.
Well, they just won this last game, so they took the lead. So let's pray that Boston fucking loses.
Yep, because they don't need to have the sympathy win.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck you,
exactly.
Boston.
I don't know. I ain't into sports usually too much, or whatever, but my cousin, he's been posting stuff on Facebook saying, like, fuck the Cubs and something else and showing one holding the cup. Do they win something or something?
Man, that's for baseball.
Yeah, I was saying
the most boring sport.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know if someone won something, like baseball was over and someone won something or what.
I don't know. They probably won a game or something, but nothing too important going on.
Yeah, he just kept putting the cup stuck everywhere. I mean, he had all the way down the whole page. I was like, damn, he was going at it.
But yeah, as for like sports, I really don't follow that shit except for like hockey.
Yeah, hockey is a lot more fighting, blood shit going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of broken bones and losing teeth and shit. Yeah,
I watch hockey every once in a while, but it's better going to the game than actually watching it. The TV, but being right there at it, a lot better. Because down here, we can go down there. What was the Blues, but we used to go see them, but I think they sold them to Florida. No, unless they sold the St. Louis Rams to Florida or something. Yeah, and they're doing some kind of stuff, switching the teams around down here, because I'm right next to St. Louis, so basically everything in St. Louis is right here. I'm just right up. River is the only thing crossing us.
Light it up and take a puff. That's what you mean now. It's going down, baby.
The river is actually flooded, so. Actually,
and this motherfucker keeps talking about St. Louis and shit, man. I'm starting to think it's a fucking Nelly.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, he set up some stuff down here, a music thing where they teach you. He was already down there doing autographs the other day.
Griff.
Yeah, I did. I actually got a letter up in my box right now. I got a whole box of all kinds of autograph stuff. But yeah, I put it up there. I got a T-shirt autograph signed besides the actual little picture of it. Fine.
Well, there you go.
And when I put it in that box, it don't get really touched or nothing, so it don't get bent enough. Looks like when I got it. I've been doing that for quite a few years. There's even stuff back from 2010, even Happy Days tour, whatever, with ICP, Cottonmouth King, Kitty, and Blaze Dead Homie. And I got all that stuff signed and all that. And all that's still in perfect condition, too. Only thing that got messed up was a signed Faygo bottle. It got a few dents up in it. I didn't put the cap on it.
You know, Ghetto, man, I've been wondering, if we were to call that 1-800-FELLA, do you think Sheamus would come and bro-kick Chris?
I would say so.
I think he would bro-kick the person who actually called the number.
No, Chris, considering the fact he was called and he broke kicked his book, the dude that was choking.
That's where
I'm not choking, though. He probably broke kick you. Because you're a midget. Midgets can always choke easier than taller people.
I got a stalker going by the name.
Not true, Chris.
Something or other. Yeah. She's actually been stalking me for a while, but Sheamus, lover, or something.
Goodbye.
What happened?
I said goodbye.
Goodbye what?
I kicked him.
What the fuck? Jeez, man.
He wouldn't shut the hell up.
He kept your show going, man.
Yeah, talk about useless crap that we didn't need to know about. Like him being shot by his sister.
Well, then he definitely has a nice sister.
I mean, you know, it'd be all good at him talking if you don't got to understand half the shit he was saying.
It's true.
But, again, we have dubbed him, we gave him the name Mumbles because we don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, now I remember why.
I don't know, I think someone needs to invent something so that way, you know, whenever this motherfucker calls in, we get subtitles for him.
How do you get subtitles on the phone?
I don't know, fucking put them in to where, like, when he calls in, you know, it tells you what he's saying, like on the soundboard.
Yeah, it's going to come up as results not found.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, I figured, you know, while he was talking, I'd watch some more Raw.
It probably just pauses the Netflix moment.
Oh, that's exactly what I plan on doing.
So wait. All you saw Raw was the nipple slip.
No, I mean, like, I watched everything else. It was just, you know, the minute that happened, it was like, I was kind of more of an entrance.
Even though my TV went like completely black.
Mine did too.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? And she, then they cut back and she's putting her titties away. They're really slacking with their editing and shit.
I'm a little dizzy right now. And quite honestly, if you came here and say I told you so, I don't want to hear it. Who said anything about I told you so? Oh, come on. It's written all over your face. You're glad RK knows you didn't win the tag team championship last night because to you, it proves that I am still the weak link. Well, guess what?
You are the weak link.
Tonight,
yes. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You're not the only
Now go the fuck away, Daniel Bryan.
Maybe the both of us losing is a sign that he hell knows should give it another shot. No! You don't get it, do you, King? I'm never going to be able to prove myself as long as I'm part of any team. Any team that matters to me right now is Team Daniel Bryan. Team DB.
Well,
that makes sense, because you're acting like
a TV. Because you're acting like a
TV. The only way I'm ever going to be able to prove myself.
But that's just fucking perfect, the fact that fucking Kane just finished telling me he's acting like a dumb bitch.
I thought he meant douchebag.
That is what he meant.
Then I could be misunderstood because I thought he meant he was acting like a dumb bitch.
Wow. Only Havoc would think he said was meaning dumb bitch. And we all know that DB means douchebag.
Duh.
Then again, though, Chris, DB could be douchebag or dumb bitch since, you know, both have exactly the same letters.
But let's just see. Out of people who say you're a DB, they're usually 9 out of 10 times saying douchebag.
Yeah, if you're supposed to be a dumb bitch, man, call him a dumb bitch.
Dumb bitch.
But,
Fastest or whatever. Now we go into Fastest old some crap with Kane and Daniel Bryan having their fucking love fest.
Love fest? That didn't happen tonight.
Wow, how did you made Kane and Daniel Bryan as a tag team seem like homosexuals?
No, I think that was the WWE that did that.
Well, we'll give credit to both.
So are you saying Havoc is the creative mind behind that segment?
Probably.
He's like, well, we're gonna make them act like a bunch of homosexuals.
We're gonna make everybody homosexual in WWE.
And
so I get one of the divas to Davey.
And then Vince McMahon signed off on it.
Because this man can't think of a fucking smart thing to have happen to the WWE for him.
And then they were like, CM Punk wants to look like Wolverine. They signed off on it.
And the entire Opaque Brotherhood is officially uploaded to the soundboard.
Even the bonus shit?
Yep.
Uh-oh. I think the aliens are taking over my TV.
Well, if that's the case, better call fucking Lil V to come catch them.
Because they just froze on Seth Rogen's face. And now my screen, now my screen's all black.
Well, that's what happens when Seth Rogen's on your TV.
Seriously, what the fuck happened to my TV? Why is it off? Oh man,
hello?
You better make that call to the Ghostbusters and Lil V then.
I guess so.
The damn Greys are coming for me.
Yeah. You know, the Greens will be coming up for you, too.
The who?
The Greens.
Maybe.
I mean, come on, I mean, you can't have the gray aliens without having green aliens.
I guess.
And E.T.
E.T.?
I'm not so sure, you know, would E.T. fall under as a gray alien or a brown alien? Or is it a mix of both?
Fucking no.
I'm just curious about that one. It's funny how you type in Hatchet History on fucking Google, and it brings you up a fucking page that says History of Hatchet.
There you go.
Even though that's not what I want.
Do 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 do.
trying to see what track from Dark Lotus is on that. Okay. Keep going, guys. I forget which one it is.
I don't know. Maybe Juggalo Family?
Yeah. But there's also two bonus tracks on there, too, so, as well. Okay, so now I have all the fucking load straps done. Oh, well.
And what ones are on there?
Every single one.
No, I meant on that CD.
Just one. Juggalo Family. Again, like they show like two bonus tracks that I don't know what the bonus tracks are. Figure that one out, then I can see what untitled hidden track. Well, that helps out a lot. Well, now is the Lotus off of Back to Outer Space Part 3.
Did you upload Black Rain?
Yep. Uploaded Black Rain right after I uploaded the Lotus ABK version.
I'm busy logging into my school account to check something. I have an email or something that I have to check on something about health, whatever center, my new building.
The health center? Folks are always.
Yeah, here. It's just basically saying, like, you know, if you have to go to the health center, it's basically the new rules that they have there. So I'm just, you know, checking it out now.
What are the rules? Don't come to us if you have a pencil in your eye.
Whatever the health thing is, they have their own rules for that. Like, you know, what will be covered by, you know, I don't know exactly what it is. That's why I have to check it out.
If you have herpes, we don't cover that.
If you have any form of STD, we do not cover that. You are fucked, screwed, and you will be dead.
Those are the rules. The fuck is Comcast doing, man? Why won't they turn the fucking TV on?
Is Comcast fucked big?
Well, all cable does, but why the hell is my TV just randomly off right now?
Because you have Comcast?
That's not a reason.
Huh? Is it just your TV?
I don't know. How the fuck am I supposed to know? I can't see my neighbors.
No, like, I mean, like, is it just your TV in your room?
I guess. Nah, man, if it's this one, it's probably all.
And I don't know what to tell you.
Turned the damn box on and it turned off. Fucking aliens.
The aliens are molesting your TV box.
Well, it's a good thing I don't really want to watch TV.
Try like unplugging the box and plugging it back in.
I mean, that's not gonna do anything. It got the damn thing on the screen that says "One moment, please." And it's been saying that for the past like 20 minutes.
Yeah, one moment, please. Oh, it takes about like an hour.
While you're waiting that one moment, you should just start fandangoing. I mean, really awkward is having start bending going in the meat department at work.
He already did, didn't he?
Yeah.
That is very weird.
I started bending because some dumbass come up and asked me if I spoke Spanish.
I totally forgot about that.
And then he started dancing. That'd be a perfect moment.
It really would. That'd be a perfect moment to catch on YouTube.
I mean, come on. I mean, the funny thing is the fact that, you know, I had some dude, that same exact person, was right there when the motherfuckers that came up to me speaking Spanish, and I told him I don't speak Spanish. But yet, he asked me anyway, do you speak Spanish? So I started dancing. I mean, come on. Like, you're standing right there when I just said, no, I don't speak Spanish to the other motherfucker that was speaking in Spanish to me.
I guess he was just being an asshole.
So the fact, you know, at this job, you know, we're not supposed to speak any other language other than English anyways.
Oh, shit, Zeb Coulter. My TV's back on.
Well, I'm serious. Like, you know, like, when we were first hired, you know, they told us to speak only English, no other languages. And the funny thing is, this was told to us by a Spanish person.
¿Por qué?
So,
¿cómo
it's that? Like, so it's like, you know, we're not supposed to speak any other language anyways, yet these motherfuckers coming to us speaking Spanish, so fuck you, I'm just gonna dance.
Fuck you,
I think
I'm
that would give
dance.
Anybody nightmares that they have to see him dance.
There you go, there's your next thing to do, Havoc. Get video, take yourself dancing.
Put it on YouTube.
You could be the next big hit on YouTube.
Yes, you could. You could be like that guy with his hairbrush going, oh! That guy.
What? The fuck
the guy in the peanut butter jelly sandwich video who was, like, batting out because of the peanut butter.
Yeah, yeah. That could be you, Havoc.
Exactly. Instead of doing that part with the peanut butter, just start dancing with it.
Are you fucking kidding me? I think the invasion has begun. The crop circles are talking to me. Circle something, circle something. Don't you ever interrupt me again. And keep your titties in your shirt. No.
Not too loud. And don't censor him, Vince. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, Vince, fuck's the matter with you? Make her bark like a dog.
I guess Vince doesn't like tits.
Have a couple weeks, but do not ever interrupt me again. And that goes for all.
Stephanie has a nice ass, though.
I think it's funny how, like, every time she's talking, you got the crowd chanting, you tapped out.
Yeah, that was funny.
And each time she gets louder, they get louder when you tapped out.
You don't fuck with the crowd. They always have to be loudest.
And now it's my turn.
Man, it's your turn. Get naked.
Yeah, nipple. I think that nipple slip called for the most perfect track of them all.
Blue Areola.
Okay, two tracks.
Okay, two. That's what I was thinking, too.
What is this?
Oh. Big ol' babies.
It was the first day back to school, cutting up in class, acting like a tool. Friends were rolling in, we started talking about the summer. DJ saw Twilight. I spoke up and I asked my friends, are there any new girls, 9 to 10? Hoping a few hotties had moved from other cities, and in walked a girl with big old bitties. I can't believe my eyes, in a contest they'd win first prize. Double D guarantee, I was checking the size. It's like two beach balls in a shirt disguise. For Earth and Mars, having some fun. Wait, I take that back, it's like two of the sun. But at this point, I let my mind run and drifted off, thinking about them big old bitties. Ha! Big ol' bitties. Mount Fuji brought its twins. Big ol' bitties. Two melons in a shirt. Big ol' bitties. I put books in my lap. Big ol' bitties. Head bobbing as she walked. Big ol' bitties. Oh my god. Big ol' bitties. With test tubes, couldn't take my eyes off the new girl's chest. Boo! Wasn't paying attention, got busted, had to serve detention. In biology, we talked about the bees, the best kind of bees. I can't believe my mind. I hold a
of overface, the word two of a kind. With each step of rest getting redefined, I'm making my move, I'm thinking it's time.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna ask her to prom, and in my head she responds,
"You're the bomb."
Feeling nervous, so I count to three. I like your boobs, go to prom with me?
Ha! Tig O Bitty.
King Kong boobs,
Tig O Bitty.
We track the land,
Tig O Bitty.
Ready, stain on my shirt, mom spaghetti. I pick her up and I'm pretty sure that she let me motorboat like. I try to cop a feel once we get to school. She said,
"No touching, that's the rule."
Principal walks up on the scene.
It's time to announce prom king and queen. Your favorite Martian and Tig O Bitty. Congratulations to you both on winning.
Time slowed down and she jumped for joy. Then out of her dress jumped something more. Tissues flew and rained from the sky. Oh my god, you stuffed your shirt. Your favorite Martian in a world of hurt. Oh, fake old biddies. Wow.
Fake old biddies.
You're breaking my heart with.
Fake old biddies.
You're crushing my dreams with.
Fake old biddies.
I can't believe it.
Fake old biddies.
You really suck.
Fake old biddies.
I can't believe you would do that.
Fake old biddies.
Why would you do that? Wait, you're just trying to get everyone's attention? Those aren't boobs. They're lies. Lies, I tell you. But, you know, it's. Down to make out if you want to come back with me. You know what? Never mind.
Round two.
You wanna know what really fucks me up,
what
man?
What fucks you up, man?
What fucks me up is that we write our fucking hearts out, you know what I'm saying?
Keep it real.
Yeah, man, these motherfucking niggas, man, they make $1 million fucking off of some stupid shit.
You know what I'm saying? Gave it gangster, baby.
You know what I'm saying? We really put our hearts in it, man. I don't understand. See, that's that bullshit right there. Hold on, man. Hold on. That's one of the motherfucking bootleg cats right there, man. We gonna fuck with this nigga.
Yo, give me them digits,
let's go holler at him.
Like, tickle your ass crack, ma. That's what I'm
talking about.
What's up, son? What's up, God? What y'all doing, B?
Hey, you got that Psychology 101?
Yo, son, I ain't got that, man. What is that, tech? But yo, check this out, son. I got that fire, B, y'all mean? Them 816 boys, Areola, son. Yo, them niggas hot. No, son, trust me, B, trust me. Them niggas ring Grammys, son. They win Grammys. And they get you mad ass, B. Like, check it out. I played that shit for my girls the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, I got some ass on her and her friends, son. Yo, that's how I do it, B. That's how I do it. Y'all, check this out, right? I'm gonna let y'all hear this, y'all mean? Y'all like that, y'all come back and y'all spin with me, alright?
Cool.
So y'all check this out.
Cool.
I mean, no.
816 boys, come on.
She told me to hit it and split it and get a bumper.
He's back.
Just a little softer. I'm the one that be driving them crazy out of their brains to give me a peek of your areola out of your hand. Cause she got size on her, look at the size on her. Big old shake like she need fries on her. Wanna see her in your bustier,
swoop ya.
See her in a group and say,
hey, areola.
Stick them out, don't know what I'm talking about. Let's circle around and skittle in the middle. You put in your mouth, but I love you, baby.
Hell no.
Ooh, areola,
that turkey came off his shoulder. Ooh, areola.
that it's gonna cost you. I ain't giving up the money, you knowing that I'm a certified player, and I'm something like a pimp. As your mama, she can tell you the Tekkenina's a bona fide layer, get you walking with a limp. And you know I got told, over up, Tekkenina hit it, and I swole, over up. Never our dough for the our butt, our yo, don't you know? I'm a our nut. I made a song about your areola. Don't let your bra fall right off your shoulder. You ain't got no titties, baby, you better hold up.
What is an areola?
It's an area around your nipple. Boy, my little made this fissure. Boy, don't chill, don't pull your pizza.
Ooh, areola.
Yo, y'all told you, son. Y'all mean y'all like that shit, right, B? That shit was fire, wasn't it, son? Grammys, nigga. They win Grammys, B.
You don't wanna, you wanna really know what we think about
yo,
this?
Yo, tell me what y'all think, son.
This, nigga.
Bah, mother- oh, shit. But I like them. And here's my letter of disapproval.
Strange music, bitch.
And we're back.
Yep, after two titty tracks.
Hell yeah. They come tomorrow night on JR. Our intro will be I'm the Boogeyman, and I'm coming to get you.
Nice. And the one thing I'll probably say is that I think this is this Raw is actually better than the Raw following Mania.
And this, I think this Raw is better than half the Raw they've had for what, quite some time.
Exactly. I mean, I think it was the best Raw of the year.
Well, maybe best Raw in a few couple years.
Well, I mean, this year, definitely. Because they just kept going with, like, big storylines one after another.
Well, yeah.
For once, they're actually doing something right.
Yeah, focusing on wrestling, like Ghetto G said.
Yep.
So, Ghetto, did you ever fix your TV?
I got this!
Okay there, Cartman.
Cartman? Supposed to be George Lopez.
Okay, George Lopez is a fat Cartman now.
Well, yeah, it sounded more like Cartman than it did it, than it did fucking George Lopez.
It was Cartman.
Bacon. Yeah, I want cheese booze.
Now it sounds like the gay old man from fucking Family Guy.
No, that's Chris.
No, Joe's going to sound like Herbert right now.
Oh, Chris.
And now he's talking to Chris from Family Guy. Nice.
Oh,
he's
Chris.
Imitating the character perfectly. He's talking to Chris Griffin.
I want to come over, Chris.
Whatever you want to do, Griffin, you can do that, Herbert.
Chris.
Man, every time you talk about that dude, all I can think about is fucking him in the fucking WWE 13 game, man, just doing that humping shit.
This is why I'm considering the lead again, because it's so weird.
He's just standing there going...
And when he does that, like, kiss or whatever, a long kiss goodnight or whatever, it's like,
yeah,
that's gay as hell. Whoever made him had a fun time. I think the only reason I don't delete him is for whenever playing online, just to make people be like, what the fuck?
Man, you remember them gay-ass dudes we fought that one time?
I believe so.
They came out in what the hell? What the fuck were they wearing? They were in, like, girl shit, coming out with, like, girl music, and they kept dancing around.
Oh, I remember those now.
Like, it was, like, one of the very first matches that we all played and shit. Like, these people came out, man, gay as fuck. Like, what the hell?
Man, this bitch on my Facebook is stupid as all hell.
It's a lot of people.
Oh, man, she posts up twerking to death metal. How the fuck do you even do that shit with death metal?
Ask her. Like, how the fuck do you do that?
Funny thing is, somebody actually did ask that. How is that even possible? And she goes, it's very possible. So is belly dancing, apparently.
Man,
okay,
that's like
a dumb bitch.
That's like them girls that get upset whenever, you know, somebody says something sexual to them when they talk about, you know, sex all the time. Like this girl, man, she's all over Facebook, and she posts a status tonight anyway. She's like, I'm naked on the couch. What the fuck do you think people gonna say to you?
Prove it.
Like, oh yeah, baby. Let's see it, baby. You know, shit like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then she'll probably complain about it later. Why would you say that to me?
Because you're instigating it, you dumbass bitch.
And I don't even understand, man. That girl ain't even hot. She just has big ass titties. That's it.
Oh no, this person's even more stupid because of the fact he lit his balls on fire and punched them.
What the fuck?
Wicked Ninja, is that you? Or what's his name? Green Ninja.
Yeah, no, because this dude fucking Brandon Tyree said, the awkward moment you light your nuts on fire and then punch them.
Go ahead, curse me, you faggot. I'll throw my legs under moving cars. You got your habits.
I'll pass on that one. I was spasms to her husband.
What?
I was spasms to her husband or whatever the hell he is.
You want her to throw her husband under moving cars?
No, no. That whole thing about lighting nuts on fire and punching him.
She probably already did that with her herpes.
Probably numerous times.
I'm surprised she didn't say anything to me laughing at her status about how they were taking a romantic walk yesterday.
It took a while for me not to write something on that status. It was like... whatever, like, she's a dumb bitch. Like, that's all I said in my mind. Like, I'm not writing anything on you, though.
I know, right? I saw that, and I was like, wow, this is fucking gay. So I just put laugh out loud.
Exactly.
Probably didn't understand why I was laughing at her, though.
Like, you were just bitching about him, like, what was it, like a week ago? And now you're taking a romantic walk with him. Because you're pregnant. Because
that's what people do. That's what. Wait, she's pregnant again?
Well, she said that.
Yeah.
The fuck?
I think that's the only reason she's still with him.
Wait, how the fuck she get pregnant if she always bitching on here how she doesn't give her husband any sex?
I don't know. That's the thing we have to figure out.
I don't understand.
We're talking about she's not your baby.
I think she's full of shit.
Yep.
She probably is.
What the fuck? Yeah, man, either she's sleeping with somebody else, man, or she's full of shit.
Pretty much.
It's probably going to come out as like a half her baby. Or like part Mexican.
Yeah, half retard and half dumb bitch.
half retarded. Well, you know, those aren't really races or anything.
No, but if you look at it, the baby's coming out of spaz.
Okay.
And she's full on retarded.
Yeah.
And we all agree on that.
That kid's bound to be fucking half retarded or something like that.
I think she would agree with that.
The baby will definitely be mentally challenged.
Well, it's going to be one fucked up kid.
Yep.
Don't she have two other kids, too?
Yes.
Are they fucked up?
Nobody knows. We probably think they are.
Well, Chris, get ready for
the chopped and screwed version of Gangsta here, because I just sent that track to that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So now we'll have three versions of that track on the soundboard.
Yay.
The version that Chris, that Ghetto did, and sent to me accidentally.
What do you mean accidentally? It wasn't an accident.
Yeah, well, definitely wasn't an accident.
Well, no, because, that guy who sent me Gangsta here, he sent me that version instead.
I think I sent you that version anyway in an email.
Yeah, that was the one you sent me, and then I asked you for the original.
Oh, and then I guess I sent you it again because I clicked the wrong one.
Exactly.
And, even this dude's fucking laughing at that track, too.
He loves it.
I hated my voice at the time.
There you go, Chris. You have another fan.
See that, man? You're making tons of fans, dude. And you're not even on No Peace Records anymore.
Yeah, I am.
He's like, yeah, I am. What are you talking about?
Okay, I want to hear a fucking compilation CD of whatever the fuck your shit's called.
A Nose Peace. I didn't even know how to say the name. I just said it a second ago.
No Peace Records. There we go. Yeah, I want a song called Nose Peace.
Yeah, we'll do a favor. We'll call Nose Peace.
Yes.
Pass on that idea for a cipher. But I've been working on for a while. I've had my first done.
Did you say your first diaper?
No. I said there is a cipher that we've all been working on. I've had my first done forever, and it's already sent off. I was waiting for the other people to get on it.
Well, what the hell are they doing?
I have no idea. I've been waiting for them to get on it.
Chris, why the hell is it, it's so easy for you to fucking do a track for a cypher or a fucking collab, but when it comes to a solo track, you slap like a motherfucker.
I just find it easier working with other people because then you have somebody to compete with, and it's easier to jump into it. I mean, hell, I even did the first verse on that track.
That was like that one bitch, man. I think Havoc's still friend with her on Facebook, man. I had her do a track. She did the hook for 3 minutes.
Holly Dolly?
Wow.
No, not Holly Dolly. What the hell is that girl's name? Pussycat or some shit.
But, Chris,
you know, at some point in time in your career, well, quote unquote career, you got to put out a fucking solo track.
Well, I do it from time to time, but I just haven't been focusing on it recently.
You do from time to time, but we don't hear shit from you.
Yeah, well, I've been actually focusing on losing weight recently, which I think that's something that I would put more focus in.
Well, here's your time to get your time to get a track done, man, before you go to school.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you
Don't
you want your fans to hear your music?
I guess what he doesn't know.
I guess not.
Come on.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Man, look, man, your damn quote-quote artist, LV, man, she loses every rap battle, but at least she tries.
I mean, shit, your other quote-unquote artist, fucking Acetone, even he still puts out fucking solo tracks. But, you haven't put out a single solo track since your fucking collab that you did with them on for quote-unquote No Peace Records.
Yeah, you see that, Chris? Everybody's demanding a solo track by
BK.
Okay, so get it done.
I mean, come on. It can't be that hard to do a fucking solo track, Chris.
I mean, for fuck's sake, I made a fucking solo track. And I don't do that often.
Your excuse is, I need to focus on lifting weights more. Bitch,
man,
you don't think you're on the fucking door track.
Motherfucker, lift some weights while you record a song.
How the fuck do you do that?
Man, you know, in between, you know, recording, man, you know, take a little break. One, two, and then go back, you know what I'm saying?
That sounds like a very weird mix.
Hey, man, it will work. Mix it up.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. You know, I mean, you don't go back to school until, like, what, fucking August. So you got plenty of time to do a solo track. And, you know, it's not like you're lifting weights all fucking day.
Damn it, man. It's a good thing I'm not your manager. I would fire you.
And first, man, it's a good thing I'm not your manager because I'd kill you. Fuck, firing your ass.
I'd kill you. That's a very nice one. If you kill him, then he'll never do it.
Well, in that case, you know what? I'll just have fucking remix that's a remix of Gangsta here. I'll just keep putting that out.
Yeah, man, you're going to be like Lil Wayne. Just putting out the same shit.
Fucking chop it screwed. Slow down. Maybe throw a little autotune into it.
Well, let's see. I was just looking through my computer, and I found an intro track to an EP I started working on, but I never really did anything with it yet.
I
found a verse to a track.
Look, you already got a verse, and you got an intro. Take it from there.
Yeah, I have a 32-bar intro track. And I have a 16-bar verse for a track I had to figure out how to put together. But I'll work on it.
Yeah, get on that shit.
Yeah.
Or Happy's going to beat you like a redhead stepchild.
Hell yeah, with a baseball bat.
Oh, I thought you said it was a buck too.
Then he's going to put liquor in your baby bottle.
Why would I have a fucking baby bottle?
I don't fucking know. That's for rabbit.